Well, the former boss of Australia Post has accused the Prime Minister of triggering a process that led to her being unlawfully stood aside. Fronting a Senate inquiry into her acrimonious departure from the organisation, Christine Holgate spoke of the humiliation Scott Morrison caused her and agreed gender was an issue in her departure from the organisation, while she also called for the chairman of Australia Post to be sacked. She alleges he fabricated claims that she had agreed to stand aside. Also appearing today, the Australia Post chair agreed Ms. Holgate was treated abysmally, but he maintains she agreed to stand aside. Caroline Winter reports.
The former Australia Post CEO, Christine Holgate, came out swinging, taking aim at the organisation and at the federal government during a Senate inquiry into her departure.
The simple truth is, I was bullied out of my job. I was humiliated and driven to despair. I was thrown under the bus so the chairman of Australia Post could curry favour with his political masters. But I'm still here, and I'm stronger for surviving it.
Bullied, Christine Holgate told the committee by the organisation's chairman, Lucio Di Bartolomeo, and humiliated by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, despite her having committed no offence.
I don't know why the Prime Minister did what he did, but I was unlawfully stood down, I believe, because he instructed it to do so.
Christine Holgate told the inquiry she was hung in Parliament by the Prime Minister last October after it was revealed she gifted four Cartier watches worth $20,000 to executives as a thank you for securing a lucrative deal, all which was within her authority.
So appalled and shocked was I by that behaviour. She's been instructed to stand aside, and if she doesn't wish to do that, Mr Speaker, she can go.
Christine Holgate told the committee the way she was treated was partly a gender issue, but also that there were stark differences in Scott Morrison's response to her compared to government MPs accused of wrongdoings.
Do you feel that there's a difference in the way you were treated by the Prime Minister?
I absolutely do, Senator. No one afforded me the opportunity.
On the government's role in the situation, she told the inquiry all but one board member was appointed by the current government, and that one of those, a former Liberal Party director, Tony Nutt, told her standing down came at the request of the Prime Minister. Scott Morrison didn't front the media today. Last week, he was minimising his role in the affair.
This is a matter now that's substantively between Ms Holgate and Australia Post, and that's where I note that the predominance of her comments have been directed. Ms Holgate decided to leave Australia Post. That's just a matter of record.
Today, Health Minister Greg Hunt was left to answer questions on whether his boss did humiliate Ms Holgate.
I haven't heard her language. The Prime Minister's focus obviously was on ensuring that there was a process to assess integrity, and that was integrity and appropriateness.
Christine Holgate says what she endured left her suicidal and on medication for her mental health. But she saved her most stinging criticism for Australia Post chairman Lucio Di Bartolomeo, telling the inquiry he should resign.
You cannot have a chair who misleads the executive, who misleads ministers and misleads the board. We must have a chair that both the ministers, the executives and the people of Australia can trust.
During his evidence, Mr Di Bartolomeo agreed Ms Holgate was treated badly, and he told the inquiry he didn't want to see her go.
I think Christine Holgate's been treated abysmally, but I believe the board and management did the right things by her. I know there was talk about
so
not
no
getting
the... So no apology for Ms Holgate from Australia Post?
I don't believe Australia Post owes her an apology, no, but I do believe she's been badly treated.
But he insists he never encouraged her to resign from the organisation and denied she was given an ultimatum or threatened to do so.
Caroline Winter with that report.